From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger reading The Indwelling by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now let's begin with The Indwelling. Prologue. Buck had ducked under a scaffold at the sound of the gun. A tidal wave of humanity swept past him on both sides, and he saw glee on some faces. Converts from the Wailing Wall who had seen Carpathia murder their heroes? By the time Buck looked to the stage, the potentates were leaping off. The drapery was flying into the distance, and Haim appeared catatonic, his head rigid. Carpathia lay on the platform, blood running from his eyes, nose, and mouth, and, it appeared to Buck, from the top of his head. His lapel mic was still hot, and because Buck was directly under a speaker tower, he heard Nikolai's liquid, guttural murmur.
"But I thought, I did everything you asked."
Fortunato draped his stocky body over Carpathia's chest, reached beneath him and cradled him. Sitting on the stage, he rocked his potentate, wailing.
"Don't die, Excellency," Fortunato bawled. "We need you. The world needs you. I need you."
Security forces surrounded them, brandishing Uzis. Buck had experienced enough trauma for one day. He stood transfixed, with a clear view of the back of Carpathia's blood-matted skull. The wound was unmistakably fatal, and from where Buck stood, it was obvious what had caused it.
"I did not expect a gunshot," Tsion said, staring at the television as GC security cleared the stage.